Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats, our first edition of high school basketball Locker Room Chats this season, joined by Sean Arimus, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan girls basketball team. Coach, coming off of last year's 15-7 finish and looking forward to what you have coming this year. I know you do lose some seniors that really provided a lot for you last year, Sydney Barrett and Breezy Schroeder, Tia Ehlers, as well as others. But just overall, how do you feel about the group that you have back and how practices have gone as you look to replace some of those seniors?
We're excited. I mean, the practice has been going really well. Kids are working super hard, and we're ready to get a game in. You know, you get to this point in the practice schedule, and you just kind of need to see where you're at. But the kids are working super hard, and they're excited to meet up against Concordia on Friday night. That's for sure.
I know you have a couple all-leaguers back from last year as well, and Jess Meyer, they're at a guard position, and then Shea Larson at the post. How much are you going to rely on them two for leadership and having success here this season?
Huge. I mean, yeah, they've got a lot of experience. They've been playing for me since they were sophomores. And so, yeah, we're going to rely on them a lot, but we got some other kids who are ready to step in and take some roles. But Shay and Jess are definitely going to be big for us, just, you know, controlling the pace of the game. And they've been in it long enough now that they kind of understand what I expect. And so we'll definitely run through them, but we're hoping some other kids will step up and follow their lead for sure.
You move on now and you get set to start the season with Concordia coming up on Friday night at home. You beat them by 9 last year. Sydney had a huge game at the free throw line for you, so you really got a lot of your points there at the charity stripe. You always expect some inordinate number of fouls maybe in that first game because you're getting used to everything. But when you look at Concordia this season and comparing what you've seen in the past from them, how do they stack up and what do you expect to see?
Well, you know, last year their guards were relatively young, and so they've obviously got some experience coming back, so I know they're going to be pretty guard heavy. We saw them this summer, and so, you know, I got to kind of witness what they were able to do this summer. But I, you know, I like our matchup a lot. I think we can be pretty dominant in the post, hopefully, and if we can, you know, limit our turnovers, and that's hard to do early on in the season as you're kind of getting into things and the quickness of different teams and stuff. But if we can limit turnovers and just kind of take care of the ball and do what we do, run our offense, and just see where we're at right now, play good defense, I think we'll be okay.
Sean Arimus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, we thank you for joining us here this week. We'll look forward to chatting Lady Trojan basketball all season. Best of luck on Friday night against Concordia.
All right, thanks a lot.
Fans can hear those games on KD Country 94 and also watch the online video stream at nckssports.com Friday night. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And we're back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 now with Ryan Eiler, coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, you get set for the season opener coming up on Friday night against Concordia. Let's first take a look back and see what you've got coming back. Last year, a state runner-up finish at 24-2. You did lose 5 seniors off of that team, but you do return you know, some all-league participants in Carson Cox and Vincent Paulin here this season. Take me back and how tough it's going to be to replace some of those guys. You know, Hudson Smith comes to mind for everything that he did. You know, how scrappy he was. But all 5 of those seniors had a little hand in what you were able to do. What are your thoughts on replacing them and moving into this season?
Well, we lost a really good group from a year ago. Last year, one of our strengths was we were so deep and able to bring guys in off the bench that we didn't drop off at all. And, that was in games and stuff. But, being that deep allows your practices to be so competitive. And so, all year long, every time you do a drill in practice and you're going against a kid that's as talented or more talented than you are, and over the course of a season, it makes you so much better. So, we're going to be different in that sense, but, we've got some guys that were part of it a year ago that are going to have to step up and play more minutes and play more of a leadership role. But between, Vinny and Carson and Hudson Gray, and then you got Bryce Mason inside, you've got a good foundation of kids that experienced everything a year ago that can hopefully lead and get some of these younger guys to fill in and hopefully over the course of time develop some depth like we had last year.
When you had the success that you had last year, how much does that help breed the future success, I guess, for your squad, at being those guys playing against the guys that are gone now, or just wanting to live up to that expectation and that hype?
Well, for the kids that are, still here, they experienced it a year ago. They know what it takes. They know what a loose ball here or there can determine or win or a loss. And so, having that experience definitely helps. And but it's a new year and things change. You got a different group, and you hope to duplicate the success you had a year ago, but know at the same time that you're going to have to do it a little bit differently this year.
Concordia, as you open out the season on Friday night, you beat them in the season opener by 11 last year. They'll come to your place this year. What do you expect to see from Concordia? What are their strengths?
Well, the first game, you really don't know what to expect from them or your group. And so, it's probably one of the games that you don't have film on anybody and quite know what to tell your guys. But or so early in the year, I think, for us, it's worrying about what we're doing, making sure we're executing and making sure that we're able to do things that we want to do. And then as the season goes along, you start preparing more for other teams. But Conn's got some kids back that played a year ago and have some experience. And so for us, we're going to have to come out and guard and try to score the ball, on a consistent basis if we want to, get a win on night number one.
Ryan, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us. We'll look forward to chatting Trojan basketball with you all season. Best of luck as you open out the season Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear that game again on Katy Country 94 online video stream as well at ncksports.com. Girls pregame beginning at 5:50. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborn Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're pleased to be joined by the new head coach of the Osborn Lady Bulldog basketball team, Trina Luters. Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us here as you get set for the 2019-20 season. I know this is your first job as a head coach in a group that you're just getting familiar with as you moved into the Osborn area from South Gray last year. But as you've had a chance to look at this team, I know a lot of girls that are coming back with experience on this group, really Afton Conway, the only senior from last year that's really missing from the group from a year ago. Just as you see this team and see them in practice, what are some of the things that have stood out for you?
We have good senior leadership. I'm very impressed with our senior leadership, and their willingness to work with the younger group of girls that are coming in, and their willingness to actually work with myself as the head coach, and my assistant is my husband. And so I've been really impressed with the seniors in that aspect of it.
From just seeing practices and not knowing the girls, how easy has it been to I guess, gel as far as that's concerned? You said that they're working pretty well with you.
I think it's been great. We're gelling good. The girls are all working well together. I feel like being new, sometimes it's hard, but we came in and it's almost like we've been here forever, and I feel like I have a daughter that's also playing on the team, and I just feel like everyone is working well and gelling well, and things are going good.
I think your husband was an assistant coach on the volleyball team, right? So how much did that help, too, as far as getting to know everybody there early once you were able to go through that full volleyball season as well?
That did help tremendously. I feel like we didn't miss a beat moving from volleyball on into basketball. We already had built relationship with the girls, and they kind of know our coaching styles, and so that helped when basketball started also.
You know, some of the leading scorers that I remember from last year that are back, Ryan Brown and Tierra Conway, and just many players, Zoe Girard, that have played well. But just, if you can, just overall, you talked about the senior leadership, but what are they bringing to the table as far as the skill set that maybe impresses you the most here so far?
The skill set that I see is we're going to be a quick, fast-paced team. I like that we're going to get up and down the court this year. We're looking to utilize our quickness, and along with our new players that are coming in also, I just feel like we're going to be a quick team up and down the floor.
New to the area, I know, but you'll take on Southern Cloud here coming up on Friday night. You open the season at home. What do you know about that team, and what are your expectations, I guess, for the first game out?
What I know about Southern Cloud is that actually not that much, but I do think I expect we'll be working on they'll probably come out in the zone, and we're expecting to see zone, and I would hope that we'll come out and shoot well against
us, hopefully. Trina Luter is the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and we're looking forward to getting these games going. We'll have a game with Lakeside coming up on Monday night as well, a big rivalry in the county. So we'll chat with you about those games next week. Best of luck as you open out the season Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Now, welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Now with Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, nice season for your football team as you won the state championship. Your sons are on the team, but kind of pushes you back as far as what you want to do to start the basketball season. But you're very familiar with the process as you've had a good football team for quite some time there at Osborne. But as you look now, you've only really had a couple practices as we do these Locker Room Chats today. And just looking at what you see from your squad after going 25-1 last year and what you have back this year, what are your overall thoughts of the way things look so far for you?
I'm excited about the season. Like we were talking before, we've got to get everybody healthy, and we've had some injuries going on off and on, and once we get everybody healthy, we should have a pretty good team. Of course, we got all of our guards back, and we've also got some other kids that have played quite a few minutes over the past couple of years, so that are going to step in to those other roles really nice. I'm excited about our team. I hope it's going to be a fun year. It should be a fun year, and we just got to make sure we're working hard every day and getting better and improving. So,
you had a good group of seniors last year that you'll clearly miss this year, and obviously Darnell Holloway had a lot to do with that, and Cade Miller was a steady hand for you last year as a senior as well, and I know I'm probably missing somebody, but just overall with guys like Steele that are back for you and some of the seniors this year, how much are you going to rely on them to maybe step in even more than what they've done in the past to fill those voids, I guess, that you've lost from that senior class?
Definitely. We kind of had a little bit of an inside-outside team last year, and more probably inside first and outside second. And this year, you know, we're really going to be, our guards are going to be, have a chance to be really good. Darian and Vaughn both had a, Darian Holloway and Vaughn Stoll both had a really good summer. And I thought they really, just our, you know, our dynamics of our team just changed a lot. You know, we're, they just felt more comfortable because they know that they're in that leadership role, and it starts with them, and they're going to be out to make plays more so than what they have in the past. So I'm really excited about them, and it's going to be a fun year, I think. Connor Goheen's another one that's going to, you know, he's played a little bit in the past last year, and I felt like he played better over the summer. And then you could just see it on the football field. He, there was a transformation that took place somewhere in there, and he had a heck of a year in football, and I look for him to take a big step forward in basketball as well.
You open the season with Southern Cloud coming up here on Friday night at home. What do you know about Southern Cloud, and what do you expect to see there?
You know, they lost. I know they lost a lot of a pretty good senior class last year. And it, I mean, the last 2 years, I think we've had shortened practice time, and they came in and gave us a game both times. So we're going to have to definitely be ready to go. And, you know, 4 days of practice, it's not very much practice time. And like I say, getting healed up. So we've got to, you know, just go out and have fun and, you know, just kind of, you know, we got to get the field of the ball and whatever, because most of our kids had shot for 3 months. So I'm sure it'll be a little bit of a challenge, but we're looking forward to it. Anytime you can play football, start a basketball season, it's a good thing. You're competing, and so I look forward to them to step out there and compete and play for every possession.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne basketball team, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Southern Cloud on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back on our locker room chats. Nick Lynn with us, the head coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red, getting set to start the season on Friday at Plainville. Coach, let's first take a look back. 10-11 year last year, you do lose some seniors off of that team, but you have a couple honorable mention all-league picks back in Bree Freeling and Talon Rentschler this year. Just overall, when you look at this team and see what you've got in practices, what are your thoughts on the way things are going so far?
Well, we've got the, you know, the same group as we had in volleyball, and they work hard. You know, we don't have to fight issues in practice regarding hard work, and that's usually half the battle. You know, you know, I could have, you know, 20, 25, 30 practices in basketball and never be ready. You know, you ask me, are you ready to play? I'll always say no, you know. But we got the kids that are working hard. The depth really isn't quite there yet. We're trying to build that with players that have not had much varsity experience. But we do have, like you mentioned, some girls back from a year ago that we can hopefully – utilize more often early in the season to do more of the scoring for us with Talon and Lizzie on the inside, and, you know, Bree and Kendra on the outside, and then we'll go from there and see what happens.
A tough stretch here to really open the season. You have Plainville, who has the Dewey girl committed to Washburn, and obviously causes some problems for a lot of teams. Then you'll have Central Plains in that first game of the tournament coming up next week in Russell. Just when you look at these first two games for your team, what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish here the first couple times out?
Well, the scheduling gods weren't nice to us, I don't think, there, because our weakest areas in terms of experience is our guard spot, you know, and so we're trying to work people in that, and we're going to be facing tough guards, and, you know, Plainville on Friday is going to be tough from the simple standpoint that she's coming back from scoring 27, 28 points a game, and yet you have to contain that, and, you know, hopefully we'll do that. We have a defense that we've been working on, and hopefully we'll not let her achieve those kind of, you know, results on Friday night. But we have to play really well against them to get a win.
Again, Nick Lynn, you just give me some thoughts on Central Plains, too, because they're so good and have won so many games in a row. It's over 100, and Emily Ryan's a stud over there for them. Just that first game on Monday in that tournament, what do you want to see and what are you expecting to see from them?
Well, with Central Plains, it's different. It's different in that it's not just their stud that's really good. It's their whole team. Mm-hmm. They got good players up and down their lineup, and when you focus on one player like that, they've got set shooters that make threes at a high percentage. And a post inside who's, 5'11", who can finish off plays really well. So you can't really, do a whole lot gimmick-wise. And you can't put three girls on one player, which you'd like to do, and then forget about two or three others. So it's going to be really tough, and it's going to be that way probably all year long for teams that play them. And, they're beatable. I'm sure there's going to be somebody along the way that's going to give them, a challenge or two, and it would be nice to stay in a game like that.
Glenn, the head coach of the Center, Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us here. We'll look forward to talking Lady Red basketball with you all season. Best of luck on Friday as you open out the year.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joining us now, coach of the Smith Center Redmond boys basketball team. Coach, just talking with you off the air, and I know that during football season there are quite a few injuries there toward the end of the year, so you're going to be missing some kids for this year's squad and then a long list of seniors that graduated from last year's team after going 9-11. Just overall, when you look at this team, though, and I know you haven't had a lot of practices, but what are your thoughts on going into this season for the Smith Center Redmond?
Well, our goal is just to get better each day. It's going to be, basketball is a marathon, not a sprint. So, our goal is just to get better. We've got to develop our younger kids, and, we've got some good senior leadership, but we've got to develop some more players, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll, be at our best, and that's kind of our goal.
As far as your experience coming back, I know with Griffin Kugler and Charlie Timmons had some injuries during football season. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to go out for you this year, but you do have Trenton Colby and Joel Montgomery back who provided quite a bit for you and will probably be leaned upon as senior leaders for this team. But how much do you lean upon them, and what do you expect from them here this season?
Oh, I expect good things from them. I expect good things from all of our kids. We got good kids. They're going to play hard. And mm-hmm. That's what you got to do is just compete and, like I said, try to get better. Charlie hurt his knee. he's going to be out the whole season. Griffin hurt his wrist. He's at the doctor as we speak right now. So, I think you said minimum of 6 weeks. But, those wrist injuries, if there's maybe a good chance he may have to have surgery. And mm-hmm. If that's the case, well, then, he won't be able to play at all probably. But, you just got to play and compete and, like I said, just try to get better.
Again, you get ready for Plainville to open out the season, then you'll take on Central Plains to start that wrestle tournament next week. Just these first two opponents for your team, as you, again, don't have a lot of time to get into the gym and practice, but you'll get out after it on Friday with Plainville. What are your thoughts on the first two matchups for you?
Oh, they're going to be tough. Just because we haven't had a chance to put a lot of things in and, you're just trying to, there's a lot of facets to basketball. You've got the jump ball and you've got free throws and out of bounds and, offense and defense. So, unfortunately, you aren't able to take the time you need. So you just got to kind of cover what you can and, get done what you hopefully you can get done and just kind of, like I said, develop throughout the whole year to get better.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, we're going to look forward to talking Redmond basketball with you all season long, and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, coming in off of a third place finish at state last year at 23-3, do you lose four seniors and three who really were keys to your success, and Elizabeth Hardacre, Lane Pettijohn, and Mariah Stoffer, but you do have some players back that obviously contributed to that. Most notably, probably Brennan Kirkhoff, Jaden Bowden, and Madeline Davis that got a lot of the playing time there last year. But overall, what are your thoughts on this group that's returning and trying to build on what you've been able to build up over the years past there at Thunder Ridge?
Well, so far, so good. It depends on the day, I guess. And I think that's, you know, the way it goes early on in these practices. And last night was one of those better practices, and it looked like it's really starting to trickle down. And I said, you know, I told everybody, I said, we got to get everybody to the same speed so that we can practice at a high level and be able to be competitive, you know, with these great teams that we're going to face, you know, latter part of the year. So it really feels like the gaps that were left are being filled up, but how much or overflowing is to be seen yet. And I think we'll find that out on Friday night, you know, playing a first game and seeing where we're at.
Friday night you go down to Chase to open out the season. One of the things about Chase that I've noticed here, maybe last year in basketball and even volleyball a little bit this year, is they're definitely more competitive, I would guess. They're still not winning a lot, but they seem to have a little bit more fire in them, I guess, is what I'm looking for. But what are your thoughts on this year's Chase team and what you expect to see down there on Friday night?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you saw that last year in the league tournament. You know, from the first game that we played to the league tournament, they improved so much. So, you know, don't ever count anybody out. You don't know what they're going to bring in as far as the freshmen are concerned. And I think they have a decent freshman class there. And, you know, if that upperclassman have that leadership ability to get them on the right track as well, you know, it can be a very good competitive ballgame. And like you said, competitive is the word that I would use for them. You know, before in the past, you know, they just didn't have that competitive edge like they do now.
When you go out here in this first game, you know, you talked about a little bit of the things that you're seeing in practice, and it's, you know, one day good, one day not the best, but what do you want to see the first time out on Friday night?
I want to see some consistency and a little bit of continuity with our offenses. You know, I know it's not going to be flowing completely mid-season form this first night, but I would like to see some kind of a start to continuity with our offense and being able to work some of these younger players in there, like Jaden Bice, who didn't get much time, you know, last year with the seniors that we had. And now we have freshman Tori Slavic, which is looking really good the last couple practices. So I would like to be able to filter them in the game as they go along and just to make sure that we have a little bit of continuity with those young players or inexperienced players, and just so we have a gauge to see where we're going to be.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for joining us here. We'll look forward to talking with you all season. Best of luck as you open out the season Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us to wrap up our Wednesday night Locker Room Chats, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, looking forward to this season, you went 7-12 last year, an improvement from the year before that, obviously, and now trying to keep that sustained improvement going. You do lose three seniors from last year's squad, including an all-leaguer and Brandon Grauerholt, who was a third-team pick there, but re-struck off back as he was an honorable mention pick in all-league last year. So just overall, how do you feel about the way things are going as you look to replace some guys that you lost?
We got a different team. We're a little different makeup this year, losing Brandon and Landon, and then we had Brandon Shaw. Mm-hmm. Landon, you know, he was a good defensive player, big guy in the middle for us, so we're kind of looking for that replacement. But got three good seniors in Cameron Garholtz and Rick Renneberg and Reece Struckoff, really stepping up so far, so it's looking pretty good.
When you look at what you see from this group, what are some of the differences you see in the competitive nature? Does it help when this group of guys went through the kind of football season they did, maybe to help their confidence even in other sports?
Yeah. We've talked about that a lot. They're really still kind of coming off, of course, it didn't end the way they wanted, but a real high season. And then this year, for the first time, my assistant is the head football coach, Joel Struckoff. So that's given us some continuity, I think, with the boys, him, you know, still being involved. They're real good shape, you know, coming right off of football. And, yeah, they still just have that competitive edge and really didn't have much downtime, which I think is a benefit.
You open out the season with Chase coming up on Friday night. Chase is a team that, you know, they've been up and down at times, mostly down here recently. But what do you expect to see from their team this year?
Well, they are up and down just like we are, but you know they're well coached. I'm telling the guys that they're going to be organized, they're going to be under control. So we just got to play our game and focus on the fundamentals that we're working on. We're really focusing on our defense and trying to pressure the ball. So you know I'm more of just still focusing on us and trying to get the program we want.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us here this week, and best of luck as you open out the season against Chase on Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.